The one thing that I want to stress about the affordable housing and the as we're calling it, the four-star component, is that they don't have to be mutually exclusive. And that is absolutely what brought me to the table here, is that there's an opportunity here to do both very well, but one also drives the other. Bringing 500 people on a nightly basis between the hotel guests and the potential condominium owners downtown with $150 discretionary income in their pocket and throwing that into the economy does a lot to be able to help us afford affordable housing, and also provides greater experiences for the entire citizenry of Tacoma. So I look at this as a economic development, community development activity that's good for everyone. Now that won't seem that way perhaps on moving day, and I understand that. And I mentioned this the very first 6 a.m. meeting, so I'll bring it up again. I do have a tad bit of experience in the low-income housing arena as a customer. Thank you. When I was 14, my father died in a car wreck. That night, I went from a 100-acre mink ranch, where I enjoyed all the things that people would do on a 100-acre mink ranch, having neighbors a quarter mile from either side of me. That night, I spent the night at Jack's Black Cat Inn, which is very much like the Morgue, only not nearly as nice. And each room had a sink in the corner, and I shared a bathroom down the hall, and I lived there for a year. And frankly, between you and me, guys, best year of my life. Learn more from a character building standpoint than I have in any other component of my life. Now, I believe I'm about to embark on the second most character building along my life. And 6 o'clock in the morning isn't that dark unless you say live in Edmonds like I do. So it adds another element to it. Tomorrow I have a meeting with the governor of Oregon, and I have to be in Astoria because the guys want me in the car, drive all the way to Portland with them, and the meeting starts at 7:30, so we'll be getting up at 4 o'clock again tomorrow. So I guess this is kind of a steady diet. strictly on the subject of the hotel, I want to be able to provide a vision of what you should expect when it's done. And what is it that you're looking at? And what I don't want you to think of is every room will look the same. What I don't want you to think of is this is going to be a hotel full of rectangular rooms with spray on foam on the ceilings. I don't want you to think that every room design, every pattern, all the interiors will be like you'd expect them to be, even in another four-star property. I invite all of you during the process to please take a trip down to Astoria and take a tour through the Hotel Elliott. Give me a phone call. You're on the list. You're on the team. We'll pick you up and put you up for the night. And you'll see that essentially one person described it as kind of a sensory Disneyland. What we want to do is we want to provide an element of surprise at every turn. When you get off an elevator at a certain floor, you want people's expectations to be X, but when they walk out, it's really wow. It's Y. It's something completely different. Whether it's a wine cellar, a presidential suite, some new element in what used to be the bomb shelter. I mean, it's really taking advantage of the character of the building, but bringing some twist to it that make it uniquely Tacoma and uniquely the Winthrop. It needs to be a destination in amongst itself. At the Elliott in Astoria, we have a wine cellar, but we have a rooftop garden. It's not just a rooftop garden. It's one of the most oft-photographed elements of Astoria. People go up to there just to take a picture of the vantage point, which, while it's impressive, I don't think it's nearly as impressive and as interesting with the different venues that you have as the top of the winter community. Now, I want to move on to the presidential suite for a minute, or we'll call it the penthouse here. It's 3,500 square feet approximately. You all see it from afar. How many people in the room have actually been inside that penthouse? So three. Now, isn't that a shame? I mean, should that not be the place? Everybody in town can see the damn thing, right? It should be something that's available for functions, certainly for tours, but it ought to be one of those places that everyone in Tacoma can say, when their friends come from out of town, here, let me grab you. I want to go show you the view from up in the penthouse. Somehow, some way, we want to work that into the whole equation. But we went to a list of the top hotel suites in the world. Any of you can do it. Just Google search and you'll find them. At one time, it was the President Wilson, or the President Wilson suite in Geneva, Switzerland. At other times, it's been the Trump Tower. I think right now it's the Trump Tower, and it's, I don't know how many square feet, 7,500 square feet, takes up a lot of the floor. There is nothing like the potential that the penthouse there has on the entire West Coast. I mean, there's no building that has dedicated that kind of space to something that could be so opulent and yet also be something that everyone has access to visually from down on the ground, and then because it's a public forum. Every important event that takes place in Tacoma, where you can limit it to 50 to 100 people, ought to take place in that suite. And our vision for that is something like dining for 25, two completely separate but extremely opulent master suites, gourmet cooking arena. You can imagine the scene, but then imagine walking outside and having a 360-degree balcony to see all around the Tacoma. I mean, it should be absolutely fantastic. So that's the type of image that I see for that particular building, and I see it being an exciting place. I mean, it ought to be a place where people sit over here, and the reason they sit over here and across the street the other way is just to see the comings and goings. And you see that all around every top, 100 hotels in the country. Our busiest bar in Astoria, Oregon, just happens to be the one right across from the front door of the Elliott, because people just love seeing who's coming and going. They like seeing the limos coming in, or the BMWs, or the Lexuses, or whatever they happen to be driving. And it's like, it just can't help and we've had some characters, even in the town of Astoria, and by the way, it's much smaller than Tacoma. But we've had Naomi Watts stay there, and we've had Tori Spelling stay there. Sean Penn wouldn't stop smoking in our bar, even though it's a non-smoking bar. We have all those kind of issues. But we've only been open a couple of years. So it's you will draw, the celebrities, and you will draw, the business crowd. They won't go to Seattle anymore. What we've heard over the last month, over and over and over, is that from a business standpoint, people tend to come in, get off the plane at the airport, book their hotel room in Seattle, come down here and do their business, and then head back up to Seattle. Now, that's not wholly true, obviously. You have about 400 or 500 rooms, between the Sheraton and the Marriott that would say different or differently. But in the case of putting a 4-star historic hotel that really is something of pride on the entire West Coast, you don't have that. You don't have that in your... And you need it. I mean, it's almost jacks are better to play to be able to conduct business in town. You have to have that old historic restored hotel, that old grand name, so to speak. So that's what we intend to bring back there. I'm really focusing for the next 3 weeks on the pragmatic piece. We have the 6 o'clock coffee session. It's great for updates. And of course, as Tim said, nothing great happens between the hours of 9 and 5. Well, some things do happen between 9 and 5. It's called banking. it's called negotiating with people that actually get 8 hours of sleep. They're not available till 9 or 8 o'clock. But right now where we are, and I just want to make sure that everyone understands that any emphasis that we seem to be placing disproportionately on the hotel versus affordable housing strictly right now has to do with us securing the building. We do not own the building. We have an option on the building, and we have 24 days left now, or 25 days of due diligence time period. But there's also some mechanical issues associated with us securing that option with AF Evans and then with Al Hansen, and we're working through all those things. But essentially, we have to figure out what that game plan is with Evans and with Al Hansen, the current owner, and we've got to put all those pieces in place, and we actually have to secure the building. Once we secure the building, then the planning becomes a lot more fun. And we're actually sitting there as an owner of the building having these discussions, as opposed to someone that scraping some things together to hopefully have something happen. I want to report that we did make our first commitment of the $250,000 into an account, an escrow account. That was per the agreement on Friday. Our next checkpoint, so to speak, is on the 19th of October. That needs to, that $250,000 recoverable needs to be, or refundable, needs to go non-refundable. Then we have one more month after that where we step up with another $750,000, which will put us at a nice even $1 million. And that should be the point at which we are obviously fully committed financially to the building and have a deal with Evan slash Al Hansen. We're still putting all that together. The other thing I want to make sure that everyone is aware of, because there's a lot of references to the Quick Tribuco Group, I want to tell you where the tipping point was in terms of my deciding to get involved and my deciding to stand at the podium of the city council meeting and say, okay, we're going to deliver you a hotel, we're going to deliver you affordable housing, was when two local investors that you'll know very well decided to take the plunge, so to speak, and could not see why they wouldn't do it, and in fact felt a moral obligation to do it, and that is Tom Apsher and his family members of Apsher Construction, as well as Mike Hickey and a group of people from Neil Walder's real estate. Two huge names, two real long-standing Tacoma citizens that have said, you know what, there's no reason why we shouldn't own a $6 million building with 200,000 square feet in the middle of downtown in the town that we've been doing business in since the 40s. And that to me made all the sense in the world. But now I knew we had some partners that were local. The next step was, and that's why the 2 years from now we'll look back at this and say, how'd this all come together? I got this call from Tim saying, hey, there's this guy named Ron Richardson that's gonna show up at Tully's at a normal hour, actually. What time was it, Ron? Like 11 or something?
It was
9. It was 9? Okay. We've already been here for hours. So and he's going to be here with the CEO of Coast Hotel. Well, in the we always prided ourselves in Astoria for running the Elliott Hotel, the Hotel Elliott, as an independent. Had our stamp on it. I could stand there with pride. I could give the tour. I've probably given five, if you want to talk about a prideful tour guide, 5,000 tours at least is the number of tours I've given of a 32-room hotel. Love the place. Love telling the story. Love telling about the, you know, the ghosts, the haunted stories, you know, the one murder. I understand you probably had one or two here as well. Certainly have had one at the morgue. But after a while, you start realizing that you can't do all that from afar. And when we started the project in Aberdeen, we started talking about we need to bring a professional hotel management company in so that we have some sort of similarity of cause and purpose between the two hotels. And the name that came up was Coast Hotels. And so when I got this call, that essentially the mayor and Ron had gotten together and had this discussion, and Ron with his long background in the, it's amazing he's done that by the time he was 40. How'd you do that? in the hotel hospitality area, and said Coast Hotels was going to be here with the CEO. I said, God, that's great. That's going to call them anyway. So we met upstairs, and I really liked their style because Mike sat and listened for about an hour, hour and a half, went over a few numbers, some things that we talked about. But, of course, he looked up at it, and I said, so what do you think? And he goes, I like it. He goes, typically I'd like to be incited at least once before we make a decision. But he goes, it's a beautiful hotel, and a restored Winthrop hotel would obviously be right in the middle of their game plan, given the ones that we've talked about they have. So we are talking to them, or we'd like to be talking to them about three different properties, both in the Winthrop, the more York and the Hotel Elliott, adding to that inventory that they already have would be super. But now all of a sudden you have one of the most respected hotel chains in the Northwest for certain. We have one of the number one real estate companies in the town and one of the more long-standing ones, and certainly one of the most respected general contractors in town, all joining forces with, you know, everyone in the room here to see this thing get accomplished. And I think now we've got some real muscle behind us, and we have 24.5 days to turn that muscle into an actual project. So I feel no pressure whatsoever. The blogs have been very respectful, thank you. we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that our time is spent securing the property and delivering that hotel that no one will expect to be delivered, all on the positive side, no corners cut, absolutely gold gilded, and do it with some creativity so that it makes financial sense.
Chester, you want to mention too that if I, unlike some other hotel companies, if Coast comes in, they come in not just with their mouth but with their money. Some companies just want to kind of manage your hotel for you. Coast is not one of those.
That's right.
They own the best and outright. They own almost all of them. That's unique, isn't it?
Yeah. And Ron, of course, as you can tell, is a very able spokesperson for them. I love the reason that he's not here today. He's not here today because he's on the Malta coastline. So,
in Italy.
Yeah. They almost made it to the city council meeting, but apparently his wife changed his plans just slightly, so he had to leave at something like 5 o'clock in the morning the next morning. So it made sense that he wasn't here that night. But, very well represented. Seemed very excited about it. That was the last word we had before he went off to some tiny little villa in the Tuscany area before he headed down to Amalfi. So we'll wait for Mike to get back. And then, of course, even Mike from Neil Walter is also in Italy. So we're here. We're here doing the heavy lifting. No problem. We can say just about anything because it'll never get back to him. I am myself very much looking forward to working with everyone, but not just to crank out yet another construction project. That's not what this is about. This is about doing something where, when you look back at it, even along the way, but when you look back at the end product, the affordable housing piece and the hotel piece, you'll look at it and say, "Wow, what a 180 for everybody." What a great experience for everybody, and oh my, weren't those fights fun along the way, because there will be a few of those. There will be some disagreements, there will be frustrated contractors, there will be frustrated developers. This is not going to be like I would rather build a 40-story brand new condo project in the middle of town on a flat lot any day in terms of the ease of construction. And I think that architects and the general contractors and about everybody here that has any knowledge of construction would agree, but I'll take this any day in terms of with the legacy that we all have as a collective group that's done between the affordable housing component and the hotel. So we have new partners. We can identify them now. We're all coming together under the entity of the Citizens Hotel, and that's Tim's calling. Citizens Hotel was the original name of the hotel.
Citizens Hotel Corp. LLC is what we're setting up.
Right. We'll probably leave the corp out. Probably leave the corp out because it's confusing.
Yeah, Citizens Hotel LLC is what we bought together.
But of course, originally it was a subscription-based drive for about $3,000.
Why would you change it?
Yeah. Originally, there was about a subscription-based drive for about 3,000 individuals. Apparently, that put money into the thing, and when. And when RJ was talking about it being a philanthropic effort, I thought for sure he was talking about to get the hotel built. So I'm expecting those same dollars there. But oddly enough, in Aberdeen, we've had some people come out of the woodwork that that literally are interested in putting some final touches on things, you know, what we would call cap-off loans in another world. But in this case, it's going to be amenity cap-offs. So to the extent that this is an old lumber town, you might see a bunch of milled, super high-end world map, sitting in the lobby or something. So when you walk in, you go, okay, this is obviously a town with some lumber background. All those kind of elements. Nothing should be off limits, whether it's the affordable housing side or whether it's the it's the hotel side. Any idea is a good idea, or at least an idea worth looking at. And if it, even from a construction standpoint, we have some ideas on the affordable housing side that I think will knock your socks off. But again, we've got to test it for viability and what have you. But bring the ideas. Bring the old bars from Montana here. Find an old piano from Spain. Anybody that's got those kind of contacts, let's load this place up with local original artwork will be an element that we've accomplished in that story and want to do in Aberdeen as well. An entire hotel, 250 or 150 rooms of local original artwork that can rotate, throughout the hotel, on a gratis basis, on a consignment basis. Really puts a signature as to the who Tacomas are, and those are the kind of things that have been responded to very well in Astoria. So that's all I have to say. I can match anybody's enthusiasm. I'll go toe to toe with anybody with a work ethic. Bring it on. I'm ready to do that. But in the meantime, we have to get this thing in our camp. You'll see me kind of hunker down over the next 3 weeks. I'm only concerned with getting our hands on the hotel financially, contractually, and getting that whole thing fleshed out. Once we do that, then we're back up. The mole will pop the head up above the ground again, and we'll start having conversations.